this is your turn, Austin.
You don't have me on that one. Gosh, I was waiting on you. Hey, guys. Welcome. We're back once again, another day bringing you the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show with the latest world news and health research. I was trying to get me a shake together over here. Seem to have our shakers keep disappearing. I don't know if we got a little shaker thief in the barn, in the studio out here. A little gopher runs in, takes shake, runs off.
Maybe you're 18-month-old. Came in here yesterday and grabbed him around like
that's plausible.
He was so cute last night. I was showing him Christmas decorations in the house, and man, he loved it.
They're awesome. Never seen them before.
Well, when Sharon was last, she has all these Christmas decorations. We put them up every year, and there's like skating rinks with people skating in them.
Miniature ones.
So there's a whole setup of a whole action adventure theme. Of Christmas.
Like a whole little town.
Yeah, a little town.
It is. And you guys, be sure to check out the last day on sale, the product of the week with the Fit Food Protein, New Zealand Fit Food Whey. And I had somebody yesterday, and I want to make sure I explain this very clearly on the site. And I'll tell you very briefly why we have done this. We have separated everything as far as Health Masters and the podcast. They're two completely different sites to maintain continuity now. So if you go on the site of Health Masters or Team Health Masters, you go up to the top here. Give me camera four. Oh, man. The podcast up at the top right. See this button right here? This button goes straight to the Brower Show. Boom. Done. Brower Show. Podcast. News. Angel Wars. Download MP3.
Oh, do that again. I didn't know it did that.
What? Angel Wars?
No. I didn't know you could connect the two together.
Oh, yes. Okay. So you go right back. See it up at the top right here besides Shop Supplements. You go right back to the website. Boom.
Okay. Oh.
Podcast. Boom. Supplements. Boom.
Okay. Go back.
Now,
here's one thing I made a mistake with the other day. See where it said articles up there?
Yes.
I thought that was news articles.
No. So everything on the show, news articles, topics of all that are all on the Brower Show now. We're doing it also, too, as a hack to maintain continuity and not get the Health Master site scrubbed down with Google. So Google crawls websites occasionally and starts looking for keywords. And there's a certain Middle Eastern country that controls Google now and ChatGPT. And any words that they don't like, they shadow ban websites. So what I'm doing is I don't want Health Master to
because
shadow.
We were posting news stories about what was going on with Charlie Kirk.
Our ranking was dropping.
Oh, and that's something.
Yeah, so our ranking was dropping with Google and other search engines. So what's happened is now we have our own site for Health Masters. All of our product, all the supplements you need, anything you want, we got it. And then all you got to do is simply click a button, and you're back to thebrowershow.com for all your news stories and topics. So they're two completely different websites, but yet they're still connected. That's how we did it really clean.
So that's the Brower Show probably going to start losing bandwidth as far as people going to it because of the fact that we are putting
stories
up.
There's no way around it. There's no way around it with the content that we have. But
you realize how frustrating that is? We're just trying to tell people the truth.
Oh, I know.
And they shadow ban us?
Oh, it's all over the place. Now they're saying that ChatGPT is now being manipulated now by these outside agencies. There's another article here that came out that says how AI is supercharging scientific fraud now.
What does that even mean?
So what they're doing is they're saying academic and cybersecurity professionals warn the wave of fake scientific research is being created by artificial intelligence, quietly slipping past plagiarism checks and the scholarly records. The phenomenon puts the future credibility of scientific research at risk by amplifying the long-running industry of paper mill fraud. Fake organizations that profit from falsified studies and authorship have plagued scholars for years. Now AI is acting like a force multiplier. Manuscripts fabricated using large language models are proliferating across multiple academic disciplines and platforms.
This is what the kids are using to write papers,
right? That's exactly right. And then you also have the context of what you start seeing, like I brought up the other day, and you wonder how much is manipulated, where you have that article come up, and it's talking about how melatonin causes heart attacks, and three times more likely chance to be hospitalized, and they're twice as likely to die from using melatonin. We completely debunked the article. It's completely just out of control. Well, that's what AI is doing now, because the thing about it is, AI is just be another manipulated search engine.
Okay, so what you're telling me is that the people who are basically running the planet, the Sabbatean Kabbalist Luciferian Synagogue of Satan, they're controlling the AI and the duplication of research articles. So when they want to promote a drug for sleeping, and people have been using melatonin. They come up with a bogus article on melatonin.
Yep.
They stick it into search engines, and everybody starts pulling it up. And so people stop using melatonin, and they start buying more pharmaceutical drugs.
Like Ambien and stuff. That's exactly what they're doing. And then you have every mainstream media outlet, as I talked about yesterday, starts parroting exactly the research they come out with that's not even peer-reviewed. So this is a serious problem that we're running into now in the health industry, in the medical industry.
And in the supplement industry.
Yeah. I mean, gosh, just in the truth industry, the industry of talking about the truth, is you're having now this manipulation of everything, and is you really, really got to scrub stuff to make
well,
sure
remember
you
what it said. Remember what it says in Genesis chapter 6. This is important. Listen to me now. It says, every thought of every man, every thought of every man, it means everybody, was evil all of the time.
All the time.
And that's how they do it. They do it through brainwave patterns. They do it through manipulation of, you know, sending certain amounts of frequencies out. I mean, you know, we have voice-to-brain technology, by the way. That is actually real. They can make you hear things and see things and all kinds of other stuff by beaming stuff directly into your mind now. You think, well, that sounds like science fiction. I know it does, and it sounds crazy. I think they're all lunatics for doing it. But this research has been done a long, long time ago. They started this research back in the 50s and the 60s, and they would take a bull that was basically fighting in a ring, and they would put a wire in his brain, you know, with a battery and a radio connection, and he'd be fighting the matador, and it put a certain frequency through his brain, a certain generated pulse, and he would stop fighting the matador in the ring and lay down and take a nap. Austin,
exactly right.
You think, well, wow, that's brain implants. Yeah, this is 60, 70-year-old technology. The crazy part about it is then they learned how to do it without having to use wires, just generating a frequency and beaming it to the bull.
Active denial systems, look that up.
And so all of this stuff is very, very real. You think, well, this sounds like science fiction. I know it does.
Well, it kind of is. It's science fiction in reality now.
Well the after Roswell, the amount of advancement that we had on this planet was unprecedented.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, and I told this to Dave Hodges one time, and I told it to Doug, too, yeah. Doug Hagman. I said, I personally think that the technology that we have that we use at the highest level with DARPA is about 500 years ahead of what we have. Now, some people say, well, maybe 50 years. No. It's way, way, baby, beyond that. I mean, Donald Trump's talking about our Space Force. Why don't we ever talk about that, you know, in mainstream and show pictures of what he's talking about as the Space Force?
Well, what, you know, always been intriguing to me is, you know, you have films like Terminator, right?
Yeah.
They go into detail about rogue AI and Cyberdyne and the crazy stuff that happened with that. And that was all science fiction. That was just a film. That was just a movie. Yet now here, pushed into 2030, we're watching that actually come into fruition with these AI platforms that are going rogue and sentient that are literally operating
there,
on their own.
There are literally thousands of pyramids that were used at one time, in my opinion, as an energy transmitter that are buried under the oceans when God pulled the continental plates apart with the second flood with Noah. All of this stuff is around us, but we kind of choose not to look at it because it's been around for thousands of years, so we don't pay attention to it anymore. We become basically immune to it. But at one point, they were able to control the thoughts and the minds of everybody. It says that. And that's what they're doing with the AI again. When they asked Jordy Rose about, you know, the AI computer, about, you know, the quantum computer, and, you know, and the D-Wave computer, and he said, it's like standing before the altar of an alien god. That's what he said. Those are his words. And the crazy part about all of this, you ask yourself a question, what does he mean by that? What does he mean by standing before the altar of an alien god? And then when they asked him, how does this work at absolute zero? How does it line up molecules the way it's supposed to? It lines up atoms the way it's supposed to. How does it work? And he goes, we don't know. It ties into another dimension. Now, you know, think about this for a second. If they don't even know how it works, how do they think and build it, Austin?
Well, yeah, there you go.
I mean, how
or who built it?
Or who built it? That's the question you're going to have to ask yourself. And then we see all the stuff like right now. We see this other thing. They're coming out with women again. Millions of women can now safely take menopausal drugs after cancer and dementia warnings were lifted. Wait a minute. Health officials plan to remove label warning of dementia and cancer from hormone replacement therapy for drugs for women. The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services announced this Monday that the FDA is initiating the removal of black box warning from hormone replacement therapy used to treat menopause, which was shown to cause cancer years ago, by the way. HRT involves replacing hormones that have natural decline in our body, such as estrogen and progesterone, during menopause, which starts on the average for women about age 51. A woman's eggs naturally begin to produce less estrogen. That's not correct. A woman's ovaries naturally produce less estrogen, not the eggs. I read that the way it said it, but it's wrong. This leads to telltale signs of menopause, such as hot flashes, dryness, bladder issues, and lowered libido. HRT helps restore the estrogen levels and was shown to alleviate menopause symptoms, yet only 1 in 20 women received the treatment. That's down about 27% in the late 90s, the plummeting beginning in the early 2000s after the FDA applied black box warnings to the drugs, the age's strongest comment warning. FDA Commissioner Dr. Marty Markery said Monday that the agency is working to remove language on the product labels referencing the risks of heart disease, breast cancer, and dementia to encourage greater HRT use among menopausal women. The agency believes a lower risk of heart attack. Okay, all of this stuff is – the agency believes a benefit of the lower risk of heart attack, reduction of cognitive decline, and lowered Alzheimer's risk outweigh the potential harms. So what they did, they came out years ago and they did this huge study and they found out that there were hundreds of thousands of women on this study and it said, wait a minute, the risks of cancer, the risk of these other diseases are so great, everybody needs to be pulled off these hormones. Now suddenly, also 20 years later, they're saying, oh, we all got to go back on them again.
Well, safe and effective now.
Well, now, then a little bit of humor here. A little bit of humor. It could be that the people at the, you know, HHS or whatever are basically tired of dealing with women who are on menopausal symptoms. A little humor. Okay? So now they want to get these girls back on the menopausal drugs. Okay? The sad part about this is, you know, Sharon went through this when she's in her 50s, and we developed a protocol as a Health Masters that helps ameliorate the symptoms, alleviate the symptoms, helps get rid of the problems associated with all this by using supplements. But apparently, the boys and girls who want to run these black box warning labels and tell you that how they cause the cancer and all these other risks and how they're completely unsafe decided they're not unsafe anymore, or they have retired at this point after 20 years, and now they're putting them back on the market again because that way they sell more hormone replacement therapy.
That's how they do it. More lies.
They didn't just do this with melatonin?
Oh, yeah.
They just did this with melatonin. And now they're telling you, ignore all the research about the cancer risks. Ignore all that. It doesn't mean anything. Take these down.
My favorite one is this one from yesterday. Denmark says that all the COVID vaccine side effects are all in your head. There's no side effects from the COVID shot. You're just crazy.
Gaslighting
on an extent. And this is why it's so important to do your own research on a lot of this stuff, and especially protect the younger generation right now. This is an article I didn't get into yesterday. I told you I was going to, and I apologize I didn't get to it. I'm going to be covering it here in a minute. And I'm also, too, going to post on the website. Give me camera four. Says Mind Armor, defending my child's brain, a parent's guide for kids ages 0 to 25. This is interesting. It goes here. It says the top dangers facing children today now. They said suicide rates for ages 10 to 24 rose by 56% from 2007 to 2021. That's proliferation of social media at your finest, my friends. They said 10% of high school students reported attempting suicide in 2021, ages grades 9 through 12. They're going to say here that essentially online predator and sextortion. Many victims of boys are often too ashamed to tell anyone. Essentially, sextortion is basically becoming a very common thing now on social media, where in basically images and content is basically being used to extort kids. Digital overload and AI. Teens average 7 to 9 hours of screen time daily.
How much?
7 to 9 hours. Look at this. 95% of teens have smartphones and 35% are online constantly. AI chatbots and digital content have replaced real family interactions. I've warned about this, guys. Bullying and violence. I was going to say corporate exploitation, risk behaviors now, lethal indoctrination and brainwashing. This is a very big one now. Climate anxiety. They keep telling all the kids now, oh my gosh, everybody's going to die in 30 years because the world's going to blow up from climate change. Total nonsense. But on this article here, it goes tips for basically what parents can do for kids. And it says the biggest thing is you got to watch out for emotional hijacking, especially online now. So that emotional hijacking manipulators don't need to be logical. They just need to get your kid to feel something fast. Fear, shame, excitement, belonging, whatever flips the emotional switch and bypasses critical thinking. And this is what they're showing now with a lot of these online platforms is that kids are not basically, they're not able to create any type of emotional stability or identity anymore because they're so wrapped up in this online presence, they truly do not understand who they actually are, nor will they ever get to that point if things don't change for them.
That's what Maslow talked about on his hierarchy of needs.
Yes.
True
self-actualization.
They can't reach it.
They're not hitting it. It's not possible because they're never actually figuring out who they are because they're so wrapped up in an online world and a social media identity.
Well, you get a 6 or 8 year old kid who's involved in all of this stuff because it starts that young.
Oh yeah,
they're in a theta brainwave state. They don't even know what reality is.
No.
And so they're thinking, well, you know, Kim Kardashian has all this stuff.
Yeah, they're scrolling TikTok.
And you know what it does? It shows you the extent of how messed up the younger generation is under the age of 30.
Psychological operations at its finest example of mind control.
No.
They didn't need to do MKUltra anymore. They just need to hand them a phone at 5. Done.
Oh, my gosh. They,
done.
They don't need to do MKUltra anymore. They hand them a phone at 5.
Done.
That's an awesome Brower quote. That's an excellent quote, bud.
Think about that for a second, though. Just hand them a phone. Open access to a phone. Done.
And now, the rest
of it does itself.
And now they no longer develop self-actualization. They never know who they are. They completely live in this dream world, this dream state of which they don't know what's. You know what's funny to me? I see this, and I have friends of mine who talk to me about this, and how so many women now are entitled, and men are too. I'm not just picking on women.
It's all across the board.
It's across the board in which they think that they are owed something. That they should be able to get something for free.
They think their value to society is massively exaggerated.
And they have not had to do anything in order to think that. No, they just think they're automatic.
Jim Rohn says this. He goes, when people come in, they say, oh, I deserve more. I want to pay more. What do you bring to the marketplace? What value are you bringing? Well, I don't know. I just want to pay more money. Why?
Years ago, I had this lady who worked for us. And she really was a nice lady, but she had this unbelievable idea that once she got a college degree, she was going to be worth more money. So she went to a really poor school, honestly, but it was accredited. And all of a sudden she comes in and she basically had made mistakes over and over and over again in the office. I mean, she was a terrible employee, to be honest with you. And she gives me this copy of her diploma. Says, now I expect a raise now. And I looked at her and I said, no, you haven't proven any value to us at all. You can't even follow simple directions. Why would you possibly think you're getting a raise? Well, I have a college degree now. And let me say something to you about this. If you're a kid and you're in college, if you think that a college degree is going to make you more valuable to the market without you applying yourself or you doing things that are going to be productive for the employer, you're wrong. They won't. All it's going to do is frustrate you. I'll never forget, you know, I had all these college degrees and I got out of college, right?
Yeah.
And I remember I went into a couple of places and I put my resume down. Biology degree, chemistry degree, psychology degree, exercise physiology degree, master's degree. And they look at me like, well, you're overeducated. I'm like, I'm overeducated.
Yeah.
Who in the world paid for all this? Well, that was my dad, who's great. And they said, well, you don't have the experience that we need to bring you to the marketplace for what we do because we can't afford to pay you because you've got all these degrees. And my response was, well, why don't you give me a chance to at least prove what I can do?
How am I supposed to get experience?
Well, no. And that's why in Germany they have programs in which they have like they go in and it's an apprenticeship program. They learn how to be a plumber. They learn how to be an electrician. They learn how to do certain things. And based upon what they know and what they do as far as academically, they're given directions as far as what the state will pay for, and their college is free if you qualify for it. And see, and this is very, very important that we understand this because a lot of times kids go to college and they borrow the money to go to college.
A lot of money.
Okay? And a lot of them now are going to be going to college who don't have self-actualization, which, by the way, probably only 5% of the people ever reach self-actualization anyhow. According to Maslow, he said most people never reach it. But now what we're doing is we're handicapping them by, instead of doing MKUltra, like you said, we're giving them a cell phone at 5. So if you have children, and I've seen this so many times in restaurants, they're handed a cell phone.
An iPad.
And they sit there for 2 hours while somebody's having dinner, and they just go into a vegetated state.
No, they do. I've watched it. They borderline drool on themselves and drop food on a place. They sit there and just the whole time.
Yeah.
2 hours. And this article, I really want you guys to read this if you have kids. This goes into detail on different age brackets on Mind Armor. It talks about how to handle kids and what to do and basically how to protect them. And this is an interesting one. It says from ages 3 to 6, imagination wide open, filters not yet installed.
State of brainwave state. That's what they're talking about.
It says your child isn't just playing pretend. They're living in a world where pretend and real blend into a colorful swirl. When your kid sees a purple bear singing about toothpaste or promoting junk food, they don't see marketing. They see a trusted friend giving advice. They said if a unicorn told them to eat broccoli, they'd probably do it. This is why I get so mad when I see these faggot transgender guys wanting to go read storybooks to children at 4 and 5 years old in libraries. It makes me irate. That's why it doesn't happen down here in Central Florida at all. We've run that out of here. It doesn't happen. They know what they're doing. We know what they're doing. They know that we know what they're doing, and yet they still try to do it and manipulate these young children.
In these democratic states.
It's what they do. And so when you see this and you understand it, and it talks about from 3 to 6, and it says before 8, most children can't tell a difference between a show or an ad. Both feel like truth.
Well, you get a transgender dude. You get some pervert.
Yeah.
That's what they are. And they're up on the...
They're pedophiles.
They're wearing a dress, and they have no underwear on.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to be blunt here.
This has happened, but we've documented it.
And they basically flash the children, showing them that their genitalia are males.
While they're dressed up in drag.
While they're dressed up in drag. And the kids see the male genitalia, and the kids, from a subconscious standpoint, are now confused because suddenly... This guy's a dude, but he's dressed like a woman, but he's getting all this attention. Everybody thinks he's cute. Everybody thinks he's great. I want to be like that guy.
Right here. Before 8, children can't tell the difference between a show or an ad. This is just talking about online marketing. Same thing what you just said. Completely confuse these kids with these stinking pedophiles. And then it goes in here, ages 7 to 11. It talks about what's going on as far as in their brains. And what you can do is say this is the age where they start asking why. They're not just seeking answers. They're choosing their guides. What makes them vulnerable is kids are starting to analyze the world, but they haven't yet mastered the art of recognizing manipulation. This makes them especially open to subtle influences. They're absorbing more from their peers and the media they consume more than we realize. What you can do, and it starts talking about how you can protect them from a lot of this stuff, ages 12 to 14. Everything feels bigger because they're feeling everything at once. It starts going into hormone changing and how the teenage feels social rewards twice as strong as adults, and peer groups matter more than you think. This is a fantastic article, and it's really well written. If you have kids, I highly suggest it. I'm going to post it on the website today.
Okay, good. But, you know,
this is a big deal.
But you think about it again, Austin. I mean, if you're a Sabbatean Kabbalist, Luciferian synagogue of Satan lackey, okay, and you already got yourself tied into a D-Wave computer. You're trying to bring Lucifer into this world through basically brainwave patterns and controlling people. Why would you not start with a 5-year-old with a cell phone? And that's why so many of these people who build these cell phones won't give them to their children.
No. A lot of the guys in the tech industry, they've said that. Or they have a phone that they can use that has no internet on it.
But you think about it. So we're going to have an entire generation of people that are addicted to online media, addicted to online telephones, and online dopamine triggers. And then what happens is, let's say a girl is 18 years old, and she's been watching this stuff now for 10 years, 12 years. Okay. Now she thinks she's Kim Kardashian, and she thinks she can do whatever she wants to do because everybody is going to basically cater to her. Now she even starts dating a guy who's 20 years old, 2 years older than her. He's in college with her. He can't provide her anything. He's broke. She's going to be so unhappy.
Because she's been trained to be unhappy unless she has all this stuff.
Yeah. And, you know, and I'll say one thing about stuff. Stuff is okay, but
stuff's
it all has to have maintenance.
It does. We were just talking about this morning.
No.
Well pump.
No, I got a well went out.
My well went out the other day, but luckily I was able to fix it. His well went out this morning.
We probably got a frog in the circuit.
They like getting in the circuit boards.
And the problem that you have with all of this stuff is when you stop and you look at what's going on, you start to ask yourself a question. Why are they attacking the children like this? Remember what Hitler said? And he was right. You know, give me a generation of the youth and I'll change the country.
Yeah.
Stalin said the same thing. And when they start to realize at a very, very quick time in their presidency or in their chancellorship or their dictatorship or whatever they're in, that if they can control the hearts and the minds of the youth, the next generation will be completely and totally sold over to them.
Yep. 100%.
Okay? That's one of the things that I've criticized Adolf Hitler about so much is what he did with the Hitler youth.
Yeah.
And how he had them fighting in the streets of Berlin, 10 and 12-year-old children to the death, while he hopped on a doggone airplane or a submarine or whatever he did and went to Argentina, which is well-documented, by the way. And the crazy part about all of this stuff is that you think, well, why would he do that? Well, Jim Morris said that he's the one who traded their technology with nuclear weapons to get out of Germany in his book, The Third or Fourth Reich. I can't remember which one it was. And the irony about all of this stuff is that he even says that the nuclear weapons that we dropped on Hiroshima and Nagasaki were German. And if you watch that movie Oppenheimer, which I'm not recommending because it's got some real filthy stuff in it, but it's very interesting, from a history standpoint. They said, we cannot get the detonators to work. Remember that?
They couldn't get the detonators.
They wouldn't detonate.
Yep.
And then Germans had developed how to get the detonators to work. And all of a sudden, they start making bombs that work. Suddenly, it's like, oh, well, this works now.
We're behind.
And then Jim even went to say that there weren't that many of the German bombs. And he said the problem with that is that they didn't have that many bombs to drop. And the Japanese even said that, you know, if you drop this one bomb, well, do you even have another one? And they did. They dropped another one.
That was rough.
Yeah, that's horrible. And we should never have done that to the Japanese, even though they did attack Pearl Harbor and with the Doolittle raids. You know, they helped, the Chinese helped the Doolittle guys get back to the United States, and the Japanese went in and killed over 200,000 Chinese in retribution against the Chinese government and the Chinese people for helping the Doolittle raiders to get back home. People don't even realize that. And the sad part about all of this stuff is you have to ask yourself a question. Who's running the show? Who's behind the scenes doing this? And it's the same group that's bringing us the iPhones. It's the same group that basically is telling women now to take menopausal drugs again when they stopped a study 20 years ago because they said it was so stinking dangerous they couldn't continue it.
They put black box warnings on everything.
They had black box warnings on it because of the massive cancer risks. And yet here we are going, and you know, in heart disease risk, and here we are going, oh, they're safe now, safe and effective. Well, they got to sell more of their estrogens. Exactly. They got to sell more because now they've got all these baby boomers that are still going into menopause or in menopause, and they're going, oh, by the way, we have another whole generation coming up. Let's make sure we get them all on hormone replacement therapy. And I'm going to say something. If I had to go on hormone replacement therapy, I would do it. But if you don't have to, don't do it.
It's always best to try to normalize your hormones as best as possible.
I have a friend of mine. He started those things in his mid-40s, Austin. Yeah. And he had all these problems with gynecomastia and all kinds of other problems associated with it. And then his wife decided that she was going to go on testosterone pellets. And he told me, he goes, because she went into menopause, and he told me, he goes, this menopause is a nightmare. It's real. And I'm like, well, yeah, it is real. But the problem is women's brains, and I'm just going to say something very, very clearly here, are primarily right brain hemisphere-controlled brains. Male brains are left brain-controlled hemisphere brains. You know, get a guy and a girl together, and they get married, and they have a complete brain. You say that, I guess. But the problem is, if you put a woman who's right brain-controlled hemisphere on testosterone, they get erratic. It's all get out, especially if you put large amounts of testosterone. Well, I've seen it.
The females aren't designed to have huge amounts of testosterone, just like men aren't designed to have large amounts of estrogen.
No.
The brains aren't wired to have those hormones in high amounts.
And that's why the men start acting like girls and the girls start acting like guys. It's from the hormones.
Well, and this is
and
why
they're erratic.
They've been pushing, in my opinion, this entire vape industry. Now, here's another article that just came out about going into details the effects of e-cigarette vapor components on the morphology and function of male and female reproduction. System.
Estrogen compounds.
Systematic review, and it goes into detail here. It goes down the male reproductive system. The results showed that e-cigarette fluids, regardless if they contain nicotine or not, induced massive oxidative stress, leading to significant increase in antioxidant enzymes. They would say here, change in the testy morphology was observed, including premature slowing of germ cells. The morphology and function of the testes are under broad control of hormones, mainly androgens. Exposure to the e-liquid, with or without nicotine, resulted in a marked decrease in circulating testosterone by 50% and 30% respectively. That is huge, by the way.
Oh, by the way, if a man loses 50% of his testosterone, he can no longer be a man.
No. You got an average testosterone level, say about 600-700. That's a good range for a guy. 50% means it drops him down to about 300.
Well, and here's the problem. Testosterone makes you a man.
Correct.
It makes you stand against things that you don't want to stand for. It makes you stand and protect your wife. It makes you say, no, I don't want to be addicted to an e-cigarette. I'm stopping it.
Yeah.
What, did I say that? So testosterone does that. It gives you resolve. And suddenly you're like, well, I kind of like the e-cigarette.
Yeah, I'm getting my nicotine hit all day.
Yeah, I'm feeling kind of effeminate. You know, I got my breasts are getting bigger. I'm getting some estrogen going on. I kind of like being relaxed here like I am right now. I mean, give me another one of those e-cigarettes. And the testosterone goes down more and more.
Remember, this was just in the study. I guarantee you the marked decrease is continual and gradual, meaning if this continues on a long enough time curve, it drives right here. Sperm collected revealed a significant decrease in sperm count viability.
Sure.
From the chemicals in it.
And again, what is it going to do? It's going to reduce fertility. Remember, the entities that run the planet think there's too many of us now, and they want to reduce us. You know, you can look at Bill Gates as the perfect example of an entity being controlled by somebody else, right, by whatever. And he basically says we have to reduce the population of the planet. Not only he said we can do it with vaccines and get out 10%, which is 800 million, by the way. He could do all that neat stuff, right? That's what he did with the COVID vaccine. All of this stuff. Remember, they ran him out of India because of the polio vaccine.
Oh, yeah.
Because of all what he was doing over there. But, oh, by the way, Trump is now boasting. He's boasting that basically the Republicans broke the, you know, Chuck Schumer. Says Trump boasts the Republicans broke Chuck Schumer, dual Israeli citizen, during the shutdown slugfest among growing calls from the far left to remove the minority leader. So Donald Trump bragged that Republicans broke Schumer. The 74-year-old Schumer came under fire. I can't stand Schumer, by the way. After a rogue gang of Democrats caved and sided with because they tried to, they were for positive. They were trying. They're trying to get the country opened up again. Now they're rogue.
Yeah,
they're rogue.
They're rogue.
Okay. The U.S. Senate voted to end the record-setting government, you know, setting government shutdown on Monday, sending the bill to the House. The vote passed by 60 to 40 after a tally of Democrats defected. The president said Schumer's status as a majority leader has withered as a lengthy shutdown dragged his beleaguered party into the abyss. I've never seen a politician change so much, Trump admitted. He was a pretty talented guy, right? Now he's lost his talent. He accused Schumer of having Trump derangement syndrome. Okay, this is stupid. I don't even know why I'm reading this article. Even Democrats appear fed up with the alleged ineptitude of their longtime leader. At least 10 House Democrats called for the leader to resign after 8 members of the Senate caucus broke ranks to end the shutdown. California Congressman Ro Khanna Squad led the group of House members. Khanna said in the statement, Senator Schumer is no longer effective and should be replaced. Well, before we replace Schumer, we need to go call up Benjamin Netanyahu and ask him if it's okay.
Well, you got to get his permission first.
Yeah.
We gotta make sure if Netanyahu deems it so, then the United States can
Because Schumer's
it.
A hardcore Zionist.
Yeah.
You know, and so, you know.
Well, I guess Netanyahu figured the United States has been punished long enough for criticizing the Gaza genocide.
Oh, well, maybe we've been punished long enough now for criticizing the Charlie Kirk genocide and assassination.
Yeah. By Mossad. Yeah, maybe now the short-term memory loss is great enough from everybody having to try to pay their
bills.
You know,
that's an interesting concept. So what we're saying now is that Israel, because they control both houses of Congress, and that's not me, that's James Traficant saying that. Basically, he said that one night on a national talk show with John Hannity on Fox News. You can look it up. Since they control both houses of Congress, that means it gives them the power and the ability to do a shutdown.
There you go.
And so all of a sudden, everybody's talking about Charlie Kirk. Let's shut it up. We can't shut it up.
Everybody, remember, notice how right when this also happened, and I brought it up the other day, and I didn't go into details. I posted the article if you guys want to read into it, but it's horrible enough. All the horrific atrocities that the IDF does to the detainees. You notice how that got cut? Nobody's bringing that up.
Well, you know, you think about TikTok. We're buying TikTok now. Okay, Israel bought TikTok. You know, we've got to control the narrative. See, the problem is that when you give a country the ability to control both houses of your Congress through dual citizenships, they can do whatever they want to do as far as passing legislation, including shutting the country down. And that way, for the last 30 days, no one's talking about. And now guess what? Everybody's talking about the airports and TSA. And notice, Israel still got their $90 million a day in aid, while the TSA people and the air traffic controllers did not get paid.
And nobody's talking about the IDF sexually sodomizing and sexually torturing detainees, men, women, and children that they have been butchering and brutally butchering.
And people say to me, it's not always about Israel. No, it's not always about Israel, just most of the time. Well, you know,
and here's another article that came out. It says basically U.S. agencies are discussing 103 wasteful contracts they just got rid of with a $4.4 billion ceiling value. The amount of stuff, insanity, that has been put into these bills. They said, according to the official website, listen to this one. You guys are going to love this one. One of the strangest, most baffling cuts that just happened, government funding uncovered a $620,000 grant for adopting LGBT inclusive teen pregnancy prevention program for transgender identifying boys.
They can't get pregnant, Austin. They're boys.
I'm not even exactly sure what that's supposed to mean.
Unbelievable.
$841,000 grant to examine the influence of intersexual stigma on blood pressure.
What does that even mean?
Intersexual stigma. That's the people that are going back and forth with genders, the stigma of being a transgender and what it does to your blood pressure. So you wonder where all this money goes? It just goes into the abyss to fund all these things. And most of these things, remember, most of this stuff isn't legitimate. You know, the $3.5 million contract for Peruvian transgender comic books, they're finding out now that a lot of that stuff, there were never comic books, as we called it. They were just money that was going to these LLC contractors that were getting these bids. The money was getting paid. Nothing ever got produced. And then the money got funneled and trickled through all these different outlets.
What was the name of that one movie where that Jewish guy was basically running a scam in which he took old Chinese ammo and sold it back to the government?
Oh, that was War Dogs.
You know, don't get me wrong. There's some pretty filthy stuff in that movie. I'm not recommending it. But I tell you what, it shows that they don't really vet this government bidding stuff.
No, they didn't. Yeah. The only reason they got busted is the guy dropped a dime on him that was doing the repackaging.
Because they wouldn't pay him.
They wouldn't pay him $60,000. It's like $320 million contract. And the guy was, he was Jewish.
Yeah. But it was interesting because that's based on a true story.
Yeah.
So they get involved with these government contracts, these government bids. They start making huge money. So many of these people are super wealthy and billionaires because of government contracts and government bids. Because when you take, 350 million people in the United States and you tax them relentlessly,
yeah,
and take their money away from them, and suddenly they have all this extra cash. And when you don't have enough money from the taxes, you just borrow money,
correct,
on the credit cards to make more money out, to give more money away.
Well, no, and then you start wondering, how in the world did Amazon get so big? I don't know. Back 15 years ago, the details about the CIA's deal with Amazon, the $600 million computing cloud built by an outside company, is a radical departure for risk-averse intelligence community. This is from 2013. Amazon Web Services just gets a $600 million contract to house the CIA servers.
All tied.
You wonder where all the money got tied in with Amazon, how it got so big. It's all black budget money. So they did. I don't remember the last time I got the opportunity to build the servers for the CIA. I don't know anybody in the tech industry who's even gotten anywhere near that before.
You know, it's funny because when you look at this Pentagon, how big it is, and then you realize that a missile or an airplane or something else hit the side of it, came in across the lawn over here, and hit the area where they had just reported a $2.3 trillion shortfall in the budgets for the Pentagon, and they didn't know where the money had gone, and suddenly it hits the rooms where the CPAs are working, and all of the evidence and all the people involved in it were all killed.
Yeah.
Yeah, why don't we look at that? And there were no wing marks. As General Stubblebine said, I don't know what hit the Pentagon, but I can tell you one thing, it wasn't an airplane. There are no wing marks on the side of the building.
Here's the irony on it, right? So you got wherever it went over here.
Oh, here, it was across the grass.
Yeah, it was big. It put a nice little punch hole right here, blew a hole right in this one section. That was about it. Nothing really else was damaged. But those same planes had the ability to both drop the Twin Towers each.
No, it did not sound.
That's my point.
Any of it, but the credit, it blew like a 20-foot hole right here, and the roof was still intact. It finally collapsed,
but the same planes had the ability to drop the towers.
But there's no wing marks, and basically it was cleared up like within minutes after it happened, and all the data from all the cameras in the area were seized, and then finally they released a couple through the Freedom of Information Act, and it showed no airplane.
Oh. By the way, I have to address this. I completely forgot. I'm glad you brought this up. We had some packages on the UPS plane.
Oh.
Yes.
The one that basically went down.
Oh, my condolences to the family. We had a second day air that we've been notified. We've already gotten that out. UPS is compensating us for it. I don't know. We're trying to check our log to make sure everything's getting delivered. If you had a VIP order, it was a second day or next day order, and you've been contacted by UPS, please contact us immediately, and we'll get the package out to you the next day air. We've already taken care of this customer. I didn't realize it affected us. But, yeah, that we had packages on that plane.
That's a big airplane.
Big airplane, horrible event. But, again, I'll let you know.
The pylon held the engine on, broke off.
No. But if you had an order and it was on VIP and it was on that plane, you've been notified, contact us immediately. We'll get your shipment right.
Again, my deepest condolences to the families of the pilots involved and the people that were killed on the ground.
What it wasn't pilot air.
No, it wasn't pilot
air. That was the thing about it. It sucked so bad. It wasn't even like it was darn plane fell apart.
It must have been another DEI person putting pylons together. Remember when the doors were blowing off?
Yeah. Here's a health article for you guys.
There you go.
This is something I talk about all the time. We bring it up. More research to back up what I say. New research shows that high-protein breakfast dramatically reduces cravings for sugar and high-fat food. Imagine that. So it looks in the details here, and it talks about how essentially when you start eating healthy food for breakfast, it really helps balance your blood sugar. It says research interested how different breakfasts affect dopamine. They said dopamine is a neurotransmitter that helps control the brain's reward pleasure centers. In the study, using overweight teenage girls, researchers found that eating high protein breakfast reduced cravings for sweet food later. Research showed that people experienced a dramatic decline in cravings for sweet foods when they ate a good high protein breakfast. Breakfast is high protein, reduced sugar cravings. I say this all the time. If you don't have time to get some good eggs in the morning, throw some Fit Food in or throw some GHI Cleanse in. I said another shake earlier. But the eggs, and I say this all the time, and some people just don't, they miss the mark on it. Eggs are one of the most bioavailable proteins known to man. They're incredibly easy to digest. You cannot gain fat on them at all. You can eat just about as many eggs as you want. You won't get fat. You'll get muscular because the protein's so absorbable on it. Your cholesterol is in great shape. The lie they told everybody that eggs are bad for your cholesterol.
That was done on powdered eggs, by the way.
Powdered eggs. And that was paid for and done by the sugar and cereal complex.
Yep, it was. Back in the 50s. This whole.
Yes. And the whole point of it, and Kellogg's was instrumental in this, they wanted to find a way to get the population more passive and also have more health problems and need to go to the doctor more and start having diabetic issues. It was a giant experiment.
I don't think Kellogg's was involved in that.
I had heard, well, not that study, but yeah. Kellogg's was one of the instruments.
Kellogg's was the one who was instrumental in getting people to want to eat more cereal.
Cereal, yes. Thank you for clarifying that. They weren't involved in the actual detriment of it. But so they took the concept of eating, beef in the morning, with eggs in the morning, with butter in the morning.
Steak and eggs.
Best breakfast in the world. Keep you running all day. And they said, oh, by the way, we're going to put you on milk and carbohydrates and sugar. Now, the organic raw milk part's pretty clean if you get raw milk on that. But the high fructose corn syrup, corn laden.
Your wife made me that last night. The kids, everybody came over and had a little fire on the fireplace last night. Because it was the first cold night of the year.
Yeah, I know.
And, so we actually... She brought me back over some hot chocolate, with raw organic cows.
Yeah,
milk.
Raw grass-fed, because it's a contract. Same company we get the cows from. We buy half a cow. They have raw organic grass-fed milk
for animal consumption.
For animal consumption only.
But it was really good.
But they have ghost milk too, and then we use the Ghirardelli chocolate.
I guess I'm a two-legged animal.
Yeah. Well, the whole concept. I mean, if the farm is using proper sanitation guidelines.
Oh, yeah.
Remember, milk wasn't pasteurized and ultra-pasteurized and homogenized up until about 70 years ago.
Which brings me to my next story. Bacteria scare sees urgent recall of baby formulas infants fall ill all across America.
Oh, yeah. Remember, this milk's the bad culprit here, but baby formula now falls.
The baby formula now has issued an urgent recall after a dangerous bacteria was found in its products, leading to multiple hospitalizations around the country. ByHeart, based in Reading, Pennsylvania, has issued a voluntary recall of two batches of its whole nutrition infant formula following a notification from the FDA regarding broader investigation into a outbreak of infant botulism. This is very serious.
In formula.
Mm-hmm. The FDA informed ByHeart on November the 7th of 83 reported cases of infant botulism nationwide. That's a big deal.
That's a big number for that kid.
Of those, 13 infants had reportedly consumed ByHeart formula at some point, and it led them to being hospitalized. My condolences, and I hope these kids get better to the families. These cases were reported in 10 states, Arizona, California, Illinois, Minnesota, New Jersey, Oregon, Pennsylvania, Rhode Island, Texas, and Washington. The FDA emphasized that no direct connection has been confirmed between any infant brand and the illness. However, the California Department of Health has tested a can of ByHeart powdered formula, infant formula, fed to an infant with infant botulism, and preliminary results suggest the presence of a bacteria that produced the botulism toxin. Again, this is just speculation on their part at this point, and they're going to have to do more research and more studies on it. Be very, very, very careful if you're doing infant formula with your children. I really recommend that you get raw certified, state certified goat's milk for children's formula, and you can manufacture it yourself. We have that recipe available at the office, and Sharon actually put it together, and it worked great. And we raised all three of our kids, our younger kids, on basically formula using goat's milk, and they're all super healthy and super smart. So infant formula versus goat's milk is no comparison.
No comparison. Now, there's one that I don't remember the name, and I had a customer bring it up to me. There is a organic non-GMO formula that's out of, I think, Germany or Switzerland.
I remember that.
Really expensive. like really expensive, but apparently from what I've been told, it's really clean and it's really good. It's one of the only ones in the world that's actually clean. Remember, most of the formulas on the market at Walgreens or Walmart, I picked one up the other day. I was walking around. I saw it. I stopped. I was grabbing something. I picked up and looked at it. It was on my curiosity. The first ingredient, the number one ingredient.
High fructose corn
syrup. Corn syrup solids. The first ingredient in this infant formula. And it was an expensive formula. And I thought, I just shook my head and I put it back on the shelf. I don't want to read anymore. I was getting mad. Then you got to really watch this stuff. Then also, dude, this is interesting news. Tie into the multi-billion dollar class action lawsuit now. It says, are weight loss drugs causing cancer? The data is mixed. The growing class of GLP receptor agonists, basically like Ozempic, Wegovy, promoting to treat obesity and type 2 diabetes is prompting scrutiny over the drug's possible link to cancer. The review by Trial Site News, the latest scientific, found very mixed results, but they are alarming. Regulatory warnings based on pre-market studies and animal studies have linked the drugs to risk of certain tumors, including thyroid tumors and pancreatic neoplasms. Now, we already know that basically these drugs cause severe issues on the pancreas. That's one of the main side effects that is listed in the class action lawsuit now.
Well, and also remember, too, when you have a drug that's basically inhibiting and interfering with nutrient absorption, which this product does, just thought I'd mention that, you're going to have a situation where you're going to have certain nutrient deficiencies occur over a period of time right. using a drug like this. And a lot of these nutrients are called antioxidants,
yep.
A, C, True. E, D, okay? And these antioxidants are necessary to prevent tumor formation in the body and to activate macrophages with the D3. So if you're having a nutrient deficiency because of these drugs that you're taking, there's a very high probability. Because remember, a lot of people, and I've seen this, a lot of people, they don't change their diet when they start on this. They don't go with high nutrient density foods. They still continue to eat the junk.
And that may be why the results are mixed with some of this, because one study found that the weight loss effect of the GLP drugs itself lowered the risk of some obesity-related cancers. And a lot of this stuff probably ties in exactly what you just said. Lifestyle change if you use this drug. If you're going to go on it and you just want to eat less McDonald's, you're going to still have horrific problems and even worse, going to be nutrient deficiency. If you actually change your lifestyle and you start eating really organic, high nutrient dense food and you're taking these drugs, not that I recommend, the side effects probably aren't as bad.
I had a friend of mine. She had I've talked about her before. She's a good lady. And she had weighed 170 pounds. She's like 5'1". And she ended up basically being told that she could not have this gastric sleeve done, which is taking out like 2/3 of her stomach, unless she gained another 50 pounds. And she did. She gained 50 more pounds, had the gastric sleeve done, ended up losing back down to 170. Now think about that for a second. Her net gain was zero. And now she's got 2/3 of her stomach gone. Well, the stomach produces hydrochloric acid, and it also helps to absorb and digest certain types of nutrients. And so now 2/3 of your stomach is gone. Well, what ended up happening is she ended up getting down to 170, and she's so frustrated, she went on a starvation diet and continued to eat the junk food and the chocolates and the candy, but cut the calories out, went into the doggone gym, started working out all the time, and was able to get her weight back down to about 110. Problem was, she started losing all of her hair.
Nutrients, man.
And she was so brain fogged, she didn't know what to do. And so I met her, and I gave her our powdered multiple. And she said that she felt a difference in her brain within 20 minutes after she took it, Austin.
No, everybody does.
And she said, I felt a difference within 20 minutes. And then we got her on the collagen peptides. And then her hair started coming back in. But she had to get hair extensions because she'd lost so much hair. She thought she was going to go completely bald.
The multiple powder gets you yacked up, man. You take 4 scoops of that with some purple stick.
Woo, dog.
You want to kickstart your morning. It'll do that real quick. Mm-hmm. It says here the GLP drugs contain a black box warning on all of them. The highest safety-related warning that the medication can have regarding the potential risk of thyroid cancer based on animal study findings. And here's the thing about this. It says the market for weight loss drugs is projected to reach $157 billion by 2030.
Well, the boys who...
$157 billion.
The boys who breathe free air that control all this stuff, it's just they see it as great. Now, let me say something to you real quick. This is important that you think through this with me for a second. I'm so frustrated that I'm going to go on basically a weight loss drug because I have gained 100 pounds.
Right. And you can see how you're in a position that's okay. Very tight.
And I don't even realize that it's the high fructose corn syrup that's doing this. It's the alcohol. It's the wine. I've got to have a glass of wine every night just to relax.
It's the mashed potatoes and pizza.
You know, and so you say, well, I'm going to have my wine. Well, you don't realize that you cut out the production of an enzyme called lipase that burns body fat. and now you start gaining weight and you don't even know why. I've got to have my diet soda. It contains alcohol too, methanol, which is a pain thinner, which cannot be made non-poisonous. It does the same thing to the liver. The liver's got to get rid of it because it's toxic. It cuts out lipase. So now I'm not eating that much anymore. It's not what you're eating. It's not how much you're eating. It's what you're eating. The foods are destroying your health. Well, I've gained 100 pounds. I need to go on something. I can't lose weight. I'm going to go on a weight loss drug. I'm taking injections. But my insulin's too high. And you go, why don't you just cut out the high fructose corn syrup and cut out? But the problem is also they don't know what's doing it.
That's why we do this show. That's literally why we do
the vast majority of the people who have Syndrome X, they don't understand why they've gotten so heavy.
Because the 4 or 5 sodas a day, with the pizza at night, with the wine after that,
yeah,
with the cereal in the morning. It's just one thing after another. And that's why we put together this stack that not only burns body fat, it massively stabilizes blood sugar and gets insulin.
Well, the problem with it is, it's the same thing that this girl found out. You know, unless you change your diet, you're not going to keep the weight off anyow.
No.
And then it was just, it's unbelievable. Then one doctor says to her, you got to gain weight back because we got to take the fat out of your stomach now and move it somewhere else. But we got to take your stomach off and then we got to give you a tummy tuck.
Yeah, but this is how these guys make money, man.
No.
This whole industry is designed to be this circular revolving door. It keeps people in the medical industrial complex. That's why I warn you guys, be cautious when you get involved in this. I have watched so many people I know have a small ailment. And they get wrapped up in the medical complex, and 5 to 10 years later, they're unbelievably sick, they're out of shape, they feel horrible, they're on a laundry list of medications, and they go, how did I get here?
I remember years ago, I had this girl named Carol came to the office, that's when we set the clinic, and she had been sent in by a guy by the name of Richard, who had helped him lose weight and everything else, yeah. And she basically had a malignant melanoma here on her neck. And she'd gone to another naturopath. They were working with her, and she found out a certain cleansing program that she had used, and she got and it went away.
Yeah.
And she came in to talk to me about her changing her diet. I said, that's fine. And then all of a sudden, she had a medical doctor who was a father. And he goes, well, there's no way that malignant melanoma went away by itself. We've got to do surgery on it, and we got to try to find it. We have to do exploratory surgery.
Oh, gosh.
And I told her, I said, well, if they can't find it, they don't see it on the CAT scan or MRI. I said, there's a possibility it's gone. She goes, well, no. They want to do exploratory surgery. And you think, well, are these stories all true? They're all true.
Exploratory surgery, by the way, is a real thing.
They cut her open here like this. And then she comes back in about 2 months later. And she's wearing a scarf around her neck to cover the huge scar. And she's got a pad with her with a piece of chalk. And I said, what's going on? She writes down, they cut my vocal cords. I'll never speak again.
Jeez.
She's like 32 years old. And I looked at her. I said, man, I'm so sorry. And they said, well, did they find the malignant melanoma? No, there was nothing there.
There was nothing there.
So now they're starting me on chemotherapy because they said there's no way. They just couldn't find it. And about 4 months later, she was dead.
Jeez.
I mean, I tell you these stories are true. And then the very person who sent her into me to see her and to talk to her, he ended up coming down with prostate cancer, and he's like 56 years old,
yeah.
60 years old, wherever he was. And I told him, I said, well, you know, prostate cancer, according to some researchers, and this is their opinions, is so slow that you'll die from something else than you will from the prostate cancer.
Correct.
And, you know,
that's
what they say. I'm not saying that. And if there's a possibility that if you take certain supplements, it'll slow down the growth. And it'll help to ameliorate the symptoms of this. So why don't you try that first? Oh, no. They're going to do surgery. And then they're going to be putting radiation pellets in them. And then that was like September. Well, I sent him a Christmas card. And it came. And his wife wrote me back in January. And he died from the radioactive pellets. He was dead.
Radiation, yeah.
And you think, and he was like, you know, like I said, late 50s, early 60s. And I thought to myself, wow, why in the world can't they just listen?
Yeah.
If these researchers are saying that prostate cancer grows so slowly that chances are you'll never die from it, that you're going to die from something else, why in the world do you want to treat it with radioactive pellets and surgery and everything else? I've seen it so many times. I had another friend of mine, medical doctor, had a heart attack, and he refused to change his diet.
Yeah.
Okay? And he was taking calcium supplements that had calcium carbonate in them.
Calcium carbonate.
And I analyzed it for him. I said, look, you know, you really don't need to be taking this. And well, then about 4 years later, he had another heart attack. Okay, and so they put him in a local hospital, which is complete. It's like the who's who of quackery in this hospital. I mean, it's like everybody gets septus who goes there, right? And I told him, I said, if you don't get out of there, they're going to kill you. Well, they did the surgery on him. He got so bad, but he's in his 50s, or like 52, I think. They transferred him over to another cardiac unit over in Tampa. A week later, we buried him.
Yeah.
I mean, he was a great guy, good friend of mine. And so I see it when you get wrapped up in the industrial medical complex and you allow these hacks to get a hold of you who don't know what they're doing, there's a really high probability that you're going to get much worse really fast.
Really fast.
Because they get paid that way. Well, we've got this now. And then they've got these machines now that analyze your body for every little possible thing that could possibly be wrong. And so they can treat you for it and give you more drugs and more medication. You ask yourself a question, do I really want to do this? Do I really want to go there? Ask yourself those questions. And I'm just going to give you just a bit of advice. If your doctor gives you a drug via prescription, when you go to fill the prescription, ask the pharmacist, I need a copy of the physician's desk reference on this particular product. I want to know what the deleterious side effects are and how bad it is for me. I want to know what the side effects are, and I need to know them before I take the product. And a lot of times you're going to find out the side effects from the drug, in some cases, and a lot of the cases, are going to be worse than the actual disease they're treating you for. And you think, well, that can't be true. Okay, do what you think you need to do then. But the reality is, then they'll say, well, that drug didn't work. Let's do this drug. So they stack them. Well, those two didn't work. Let's give you a third one. I've seen up to 25 medications. Guy shows up in my office with a big paper bag, dumps them on the bag on my desk, taking 25 prescription medications at once. And those drugs have never been tested in those combinations.
Nope.
They don't know what they're going to do. Let's try this now. I had another friend of mine. He ended up having some issues. He ended up with bipolar disorder, and he went to a brain clinic, you know, in Atlanta, and basically they gave him this drug, and then they didn't work. They gave him this drug, and then they gave him that drug, and they gave him this drug, and then that drug. Because he knows all these drugs, so he goes on a rehab program to go to a clinic to get off all the drugs. About 2 weeks later, he shot himself, and we went to his funeral.
That was horrible.
That was horrible. And you think, how in the world can drugs do that? Drugs have side effects.
And multiple drugs have multiple side effects, especially when you stack them. And this is why I've been so vocal over the years and getting more vocal when I talk to people about the doggone vaccine schedule with the kids. Is that these vaccines that are already showing significant amount of side effects in any clinical trial you research and look at, from the MMR to all across the board, then you take it a step further and you inject them with 7 injections at one time at 6 months old, and then everybody, including the pediatricians, are somehow baffled that the child's having significant autoimmune disorders and inflammatory markers all over the body.
I was motorcycle riding one time with a pastor friend of mine who was addicted to diet sodas.
I miss riding.
Mm-hmm. I miss riding too.
I almost bought another bike again.
Don't do it. Don't do it. Traffic's terrible down here. And I remember we were stopping him for fuel, and he had a big old. It was big, he had a big gold one. He had a big old with those 32-ounce tumblers.
Oh, I think a 64-ounce one.
Yeah, it
was like a half gallon one.
He had it hooked up to his bike where he could drink it while he was riding. You know, a big straw going to him. You know, and so we stopped.
It was a swirly straw.
I think it was for us. And what happened is we get there and I start talking to somebody about what they're eating. I'm talking to somebody either about vaccines or about health or diet or whatever. And he goes, well, why don't you talk to him about Jesus? And I said, I do talk to him about Jesus all the time. You guys know that on the show. We always talk about Jesus. And I said, but you know, when I see somebody doing something that I know is bad for them, I try to help them the quickest way possible.
Yeah.
You know,
change your diet.
Well, you know, like, it's like let's say this. You know, if you talk to them about Jesus, which I do all the time on this show particularly, then we basically get to keep the heat off later. You got that? You got the point? And, you know, if you don't want to keep the heat off later, you might want to invest in some asbestos underwear, to make a little pun here, because it's going to get hot where some people are going to be going. The sad part about all of this stuff is that when you realize that people are making choices that are causing them to lose their life very, very quickly on this planet, yeah. Let's try to get them help from the health standpoint first. Then if we can't get that, make sure we're going to talk to them about God and Christ and having a relationship with God, which is in essence the most important thing anyhow, because we get to spend all eternity with God. And now scientists thought a quantum satellite uplink was impossible until now. They're doing quantum uplinks into satellites, which ties us into the D-Wave computer, Austin.
There you go.
Over time, science often turns the impossible into the possible. Let's talk about Roswell research. And the latest example of that is a new study calculating the feasibility of sending quantum signals from Earth to a satellite with the potential to enable larger and more powerful quantum communication networks to basically control the very thoughts of your mind, as it said in Genesis, that every thought was evil all the time. And now they're saying that a quantum satellite uplink is possible. unbelievable, the stuff that the Bible talks about, how it comes true again.
Where they're going.
See, the evil one doesn't have much of an imagination. He has to continue to reruns on everything.
Exactly right. And on top of that, that's why it's so important to keep your immune system strong as well. I know everybody's been getting sick lately around here. I've been doing pretty good. And as long as Stetson doesn't sneeze in my face.
He's so cute.
He puts everything in his mouth. He's in that phase still. So if you guys got kids, make sure you're keeping your immune system strong. The Immune Support Kit, we put it together with the C, the D, the zinc. One of the best trifectas we found, especially during COVID, on sale right now. The huge sale. And also, too, be sure to check out the best sellers and give me some reviews on here, guys. Once I told you, once I hit 10 reviews on one of these products, I'm going to do a huge sale on it. So run up the reviews on one of these products that you guys like, the top one you want. Hook it up. I like reviews. They give me feedback, and I like to get more intel.
Have we increased the bandwidth? We do more.
Yeah, we do. I've fixed it now. We're good to go now on that, my friends.
Hey, keep your hearts and minds in Christ all the days of your life.
Have a good evening, my friends. Stay strong and healthy as always.
Love you guys. Thanks for your support.